So the real science is to get lots of devotees first, and then you build a temple very easy.
Jadi sesungguhnya pengetahuan atau ilmunya yang benar adalah pertama kita harus mendapatkan banyak penyembah, baru kita bisa membuat.
You can ask everyone to give a little bit instead of asking everyone to give a lot.
Jadi kita bisa meminta setiap orang yang sukarela, kerelaannya sedikit berapa daripada kita meminta banyak kepada.
So like here the Sandipani Muni Ashram, they make more devotees and they distribute more books. They don't have a very big place. They concentrate on preaching.
So that's
the science. Of course, if you had millions of dollars and you could build a beautiful temple that looked just like Krishna Balaram temple or something in the middle of Denpasar, maybe lots of people would come.
Tentu saja kalau kita memang memiliki berjuta-juta uang atau banyak gitu, miliaran rupiah gitu, kita bisa.
When we build a nice temple out in the jungle, it doesn't, nobody's driving by, nobody knows it's there.
Jadi seperti temple yang besar yang dibangun di
Kabara, only the devotees.
Kalau kita membangun temple terus jauh di tengah hutan, siapa yang akan datang?
So Krishna says, I'm not in the temple, I'm not in the heart of the yogis, and I'm not in Vaikuntha.
Jadi Sri Krishna bersabda mengatakan saya tidak di temple, saya tidak di hati para yogi, dan saya tidak di Vaikuntha.
But wherever my devotees are chanting my glories, that's where I am.
Dan dimanapun para penyembahku mengucapkan nama keagunganku, disitulah aku sebenarnya.
So that is, you know, where to find Krishna.
Dan itulah caranya bagaimana kita bisa menemukan Sri Krishna.
Wherever there is kirtan, that's the temple.
Dimanapun ada kirtan, itu sebenarnya temple.
Wherever there is preaching, even if it's just one devotee, one preaching to another person, that's a temple.
Dimana ada pengajaran, walaupun hanya satu penyembah barangkali. Jadi kalau ada pengajaran itu, itu juga.
We want to have millions of temples.
Karena kita inginkan banyak sekali ada temple.
We need a temple, we need a place to where we can all come together.
Kita memerlukan temple, kita memerlukan tempat di mana kita bisa berkumpul bersama-sama.
But we also need many small get-together where we actually study the books and we
tapi
discuss.
Tapi kita menginginkan ada satu tempat kecil seperti apa namanya itu, a cell itu yang
not that we only have a big festival and
tidak hanya kita memerlukan adanya festival besar saja.
So we want to read all the books.
Kita ingin membaca semua buku-buku Srila Prabhupada.
Read the Lilamrita.
Bacalah Lilamrita Srila Prabhupada.
Especially that's inspirational for preaching.
Terutama itu sangat menyemangatkan dari pengajaran Lilamrita.
We have only the condensed version in
jadi
bahasa.
Kita hanya perlu meyakinkan para penyembah.
If you read English, you should read the whole thing.
Dalam bahasa Indonesia, buku-buku sudah diterjemahkan. Kalau kita mengerti bahasa Inggris, bacalah dalam edisi Inggrisnya.
You see how much Prabhupada struggled and worked.
Jadi kita akan melihat itu bagaimana begitu perjuangan Prabhupada, bekerja keras dan luar biasa perjuangan itu. Banyak pekerjaan yang beliau lakukan.
Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya, anyone who saw him, they would start chanting and dancing.
Jadi Prabhupada mengatakan, melihat siapa kamu mulai menari dan menyanyi.
And he said Rupa Goswami also had that power.
Dan juga Prabhupada mengatakan Rupa Goswami juga memiliki kekuatan seperti itu.
But he said Krishna has not given me that power.
Dan Prabhupada mengatakan Krishna tidak memberikan saya kekuatan seperti itu.
Said I have to work very hard.
Oleh karena itulah saya harus bekerja sangat keras, gitu Prabhupada mengatakan.
So what to speak of us?
Right.
We have to pray like anything that
jadi kita harus berdoa, entah dengan cara
these
bagaimana
people
doa
will
kita.
Get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Sehingga kita mendapatkan karunia dari Tuhan Nityananda Prabhu.
They're being cheated in so many ways by the Kali Yuga.
Beliau telah begitu ditipu dengan banyak cara oleh Kali, oleh zaman Kali.
That you can enjoy a cigarette.
Caranya pun right. Adalah seperti kita bisa menikmati apa merokok.
Right? How many signs are there in this country?
Kenapa kita bisa hitung? Kita bisa hitung jumlahnya banyak sekali.
Somebody should, you know, you should do like if you're in a school, write a paper. How much money is spent in 1 month just to advertise cigarettes? Just to advertise, what to speak of buying them. If they can advertise so much, that means people are buying much more.
mereka begitu banyak sekali menghabiskan dana, yes, uangnya untuk mereklamokan atau mengiklankan setiap bulannya berapa. Dan and belum lagi kalau berapa banyaknya dana yang diperlukan untuk membeli rokok itu kalau rokok.
And how much medical expense there is because of cigarettes.
Dan berapa banyaknya obat-obatan yang itu mahal harganya untuk mengatasi orang yang kena penyakit akibat sigaret atau akibat rokok ini.
One scientific devotee in India and Bombay and Pune, he wrote, and he gave, I don't know, something like 200,000 people every day die just from cigarettes.
Ada seorang ilmuwan, ya, penyembah di India, menulis.
But they're saying everywhere, enjoy, it'll make you cool. You'll graduate from the university. So many, you'll win the race, you'll fly on a bicycle. You're being cheated like anything. That's what Kali Yuga.
Banyak sekali reklama mengatakan bagaimana orang jadi hebat, jadi terkenal, menjadi olahragawan terkenal seperti itu. Itulah reklama yang menipu sebenarnya. Orang tertipu oleh reklama itu untuk kenikmatan kinerjanya.
In Kali Yuga, they're unfortunate and they're misled and all these things, isn't it?
Itulah ciri Kali Yuga, orang tidak beruntung dan
being cheated,
salah bimbing dan tertipu.
Told that sense gratification will make you so happy.
Dan diberitahu mereka bahwa pemuasan indria itulah akan membuat kita berbahagia. Begitulah reklama itu.
So we need to, you know, really have compassion.
Jadi kita harus sesungguhnya benar-benar kita harus merasa kasihan kepada mereka-mereka terlalu.
Think about how to help
them. Jangan berpikir bagaimana kita bisa menolong mereka.
I was just listening to Dhananjaya Prabhu talk about Prabhupada.
Jadi,
kita
telah mendengar bagaimana Dhananjaya Prabhu.
Dhananjaya is one of the old devotees. Somehow Prabhupada really liked him.
Jadi ada Dhananjaya, ada penyembah yang sangat tua sekali, hari lama sekali, Prabhupada sangat menyukainya.
He's from Scotland.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada went to the Scottish Church's college, his school. His teachers were from Scotland.
Jadi, college. Inginkan itu adalah guru dari perguruan tinggi. Ingin mengajarkan begitu.
So when Prabhupada was getting off the airplane and the devotees in London and Dhananjaya Prabhu was there, Prabhupada stopped and said, "Where are you from?" Oh, you're from Scotland. We started asking him all about Scotland. So anyway, one I remember once in Vrindavan, he was the president of the temple at the opening of the temple. So it was a big mess. A lot of things weren't finished. Inside was finished, but
yang belum terselesaikan.
Everywhere there was construction everywhere.
Ya, di dalam memang sudah ada bangunan bagus, tapi di luar masih ada banyak sekali pekerjaan bangunan.
They were going to open in Janmashtami and that was completely impossible, and they said Gaur Purnima. Not even Gaur Purnima, Ram Nomi.
Janmashtami tempel dibuka tapi tidak mungkin, dan kemudian Gaur Purnima juga tidak jadi, akhirnya 6.
So Prabhupada was going always do like this, do like that. He was always trying to help.
Jadi Prabhupada selalu mengamati keliling pekerjaan ini adalah pasti ini. Intinya semua Prabhupada ingin membantunya.
So in the front, outside in Vrindavan, they had made these. They thought they would make shops, you know, the devotees could.
Jadi di depan temple,
so they were just these
sepertinya
Indian shop where the door just falls down and it's got a shelf.
Jadi sepertinya membuat toko yang modelnya India, di mana kalau jendelanya dibuka itu akan menjadi.
So naturally, you know, rickshaw drivers and different people were sleeping in them and living in them.
Jadi biasanya penarik rickshaw
itu. They weren't being used. So in the morning walk, Prabhupada would say, "Get rid of those people."
Jadi pada waktu jalan-jalan pagi, Prabhupada mengatakan.
2 or 3 days in a row, he said.
So
finally, one morning, he said, he got really angry. He said, "Why you didn't get rid of these low-class people?" I told you.
So, Prabhupada benar-benar marah. Kenapa tidak kamu suruh pergi nih orang-orang lokal ini?
So, Dhananjaya Prabhu said, which is the thing that really made Prabhupada mad. He said, "Well, I told someone else to do it." That was the thing. The worst thing you could possibly say.
Jadi Dhananjaya membuat Prabhupada lebih marah lagi karena mengatakan saya suruh orang lain untuk melakukan hal itu.
So he started screaming, I told you to do it. You rascal, I didn't tell you to tell. Who do you think you are? Like, oh, it was really loud. I thought I was scared like anything. I thought he's going to get on me. I must be much worse than. So Dhananjaya was just. So then. And immediately Prabhupada started laughing and talked about something else. He made his point. Even in the class he was saying, you think you're Vishnu, I tell you to do something and you think you can tell someone else to do it? I told you to do it. Because everybody does it. You think that's okay, that you told me, but I told someone else and he didn't do it, so it's not my fault. But we learn you have to check, are you doing it, did they do it, you know. Because they might have told someone else also. Everyone's thinking that someone else will do it. So I asked Dhananjaya last year when I saw him in Vrindavan, now he lives there. I said, do you remember that? Because it was so he said, yes, I have many times. He's very happy to remember. Anyway, he was the one who was working with George Harrison when they got the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And then there was a lot of trouble with the manor. The government was trying to shut it down. And so when they finally got it okay, they had a big, you know, festival dinner. All the big people and all the people that helped. So George was there, and he said, I'm sorry, I felt bad. I didn't do anything to help them this whole campaign. Because he donated the place. He said, I knew I was watching on television always it was talked, because it was a big thing. They had big, one time 36,000 people came for a parade to save the manor. They were expecting like 2,000 or 3,000. 36,000 people.
Luar biasa besarnya, misalnya ribuan orang, bahkan sampai 60-60 ribu orang dalam parade untuk berjuangan agar.
He said I was, you know. He said I knew. He said I was thinking that if somehow you can't keep the manor, then you could have my house. He had a much bigger house. His house had something 140 rooms. I'm crazy. Yeah, he said I was gonna. He was planning that if they lost the manor, he would just give his house. So he thought he wouldn't do anything. Didn't want to make a big stink.
Kalau memang akhirnya bagaimana itu tidak bisa dipertahankan, lepas dari penyembah, maka dia dan saya akan mengajarkan rumahnya yang lebih besar dari itu yang.
Of course, they got it. The problem was the road, and it's in a village, and the road is very small in front. Only one car can go. And they have a few places where, you know, you can pull over when another car comes. So that, you know, every day the devotees rushing to Mangal Arati. And then on Sunday, so many people coming. Janmashtami, 30,000 people coming. So the devotees wanted to make a road in the back. It goes right to the highway, but they weren't given permission. Only one or two people were against it. You know, some old guy in the city. Or so finally they said, okay, they got this road. And they built that road so fast.
Dan pada akhirnya jadi disetujui itu buat jalan besar di belakang. Dan dia bangun sangat cepat jalan besar.
I think something in one night they collected 2 million pounds from the Indians. They wanted that road so bad. Some of the Indians in England are really rich. You know, that's nothing, a million pounds. They built that road so fast that one of the neighbors said, now I believe in God.
Begitu cepatnya jalan itu dibangun, di belakang temple itu sehingga kemudian ada tetangga mengatakan, oh sekarang saya percaya bahwa ada Tuhan.
And now it's always busy.
Dan sekarang jalan itu selalu ramai.
Anyway, he was saying how George Harrison was always thinking how to preach, how to help the devotees.
Jadi,
when he made his records and everything he did.
Dia banyak sekali usahanya membuat rekaman-rekaman tentang Hari Krishna.
Prabhupada liked him, Benedict.
Prabhupada.
So we need to do that. We need to pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We can't do anything ourselves. Except pray, try to get the, take the mercy, become receptive. We hear, give me your mercy, but we have to take it. Mercy is equally distributed for everyone.
Sesungguhnya karunia itu secara seimbang dibagikan kepada semua orang bersama, tapi kita harus mengambilnya.
But some take it more.
Ya, beberapa orang mengambil karunia lebih banyak.
So if we want to be open to take the mercy.
Jadi kita harus hati kita harus terbuka untuk mendapat karunia itu, untuk mengambil karunia.
When just like some people have a satellite television, I don't know if you have here, and they have in America or something, they can get about hundreds of channels. Somebody I heard 600, 180 is like an. Someone else just has one little TV with one little wire, and you can get a couple.
Jadi kalau dengan TV yang kecil dengan antena kecil kita hanya bisa berapa.
To make it rain. Anyway, we have to be receptive. But to take the mercy. Tune in. Not to the television, but to Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And the way to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy is to get Lord Nityananda's mercy. And the way to get Nityananda's mercy is to get the Jagai and Madai's mercy.
Dan caranya untuk mendapatkan karunia daripada Tuhan Nityananda harus mendapatkan karunia dari Jagai dan Madai.
There's so many Jagais and Madais.
Jadi karena begitu banyak ada Jagai dan Madai.
Almost everybody.
Hampir setiap orang yang sifat Jagai dan Madai.
And, but they need to meet devotees. They need to hear about Krishna.
Dan sebenarnya orang-orang ingin bertemu dengan para penyembah karena ingin mendengar tentang Sri Krishna.
People don't know, but their influence is very funny. When we were at the airport there in Kendari Airport, one band came.
The airport in Kendari, ada sua band.
So I saw that one guy had a big sika, had a complete shaved head, a sika.
Dan belum orang melihat, jadi salah seorang pemain band itu mempunyai sika yang besar.
What was that band? Sheila Number 7 or something? Huh? Sheila. Anyway, I guess they're pretty famous. The guy never heard of Hare Krishna. But he had a nice sika. Complete shaved head sika. Not one of those like this, but just sika. Influence of the devotees. There's so many people, they're attracted when they see us. They want Krishna. But we have to be ready to give them. If we didn't have both, we were in that Makassar airport. We have to 5 hours sitting there. So we go outside. It's not so bad outside. A little bit hot. So one man came over. He wanted a book.
Dia inginkan buku.
Said last time he saw us 2 years ago, I think.
And
his friend got the book.
Orang ini melihat temannya mendapatkan buku.
But his friend would never give him the book.
Temannya akan memberikan kepadanya buku itu.
So he wanted one.
Jadi dia juga inginkan buku.
A couple people like that.
Jadi beberapa orang seperti itu.
If we work at it, many more.
Jadi kalau kita bekerja untuk mengedarkan buku, itu lebih banyak lagi orang yang.
They gave me so many cookies there, and they were wrapped up. So I just was giving them to everybody, and they just come, give me, thank you. They don't know what it is. But it should have, you know, some Hare Krishna written. Should have some card. Some calling card we give
everybody.
In many countries now, maybe here also, the advertising, they make these magnets you put on the refrigerator.
It's just
a, looks like a card. I had those Gauranga
ones.
So I told them in Israel, because I saw the devotees, even the taxi driver, he had one.
Yeah,
his taxi. Everybody's fridge had so many advertisements. So they made them. Turn off the phones, all right? They made them in Hebrew language and Russian. There's many Russians. Turn it at least to the manner mode, we call it in Japan. Only vibrating. The Japanese phones have a button just for that, one button. Turns it to the vibrating only. It's intelligent. Because they're in so crowded all the time, and on the train, you know, and the phones are blasting off. The kids have music blasting. But they should have that on all of them. Some of them, it's a real headache to change it. So, anyway, people want Krishna. So then when they do Harinam, they were giving these magnets. It says Ganga be happy. Very beautiful picture of Lord Chaitanya. And there's also many Arabic people there. Even in spite of all the trouble, there's still Arabic people. So they were saying, why don't you have this in Arabic? They wanted. So that's a very good way, because they stick that on the refrigerator and they see it all the time. Because that's most people worship the refrigerator. So it's a very good way to advertise. Advertising is very important. Advertise the whole thing. Advertise the book.
Right.
We start even one sign.
There's
so many. This Denpasar has so many signs. But I think most of them are cigarettes.
And the majority.
All over, everywhere we go in Indonesia.
Kemanapun kita pergi selalu ada reklama rokok.
You know,
Joy aja.
Just the name of the cigarettes. Jarum,
gudang barang.
And they just—it's so ridiculous how they advertise.
Jadi begitu mereka luar biasa.
They have that one with the man with their jeep up on the mountain.
Lucu, kadang-kadang mereka membuat reklama bahwa orang naik jeep.
Then that Surya one, they have a golden piano or the opera house with a beautiful man and woman having sex. And as if the cigarette will give you that. Right?
So
the kids are seeing that their whole life. Naturally they think, they can't think what it is, they just So the people need to see Krishna, they need to see the holy name, they need to see Gauranga. Get those kites out. Kites are cheap, you know. Those beautiful Gauranga kites. Now, Ananta said they're going to make those and sell them to everybody. So everybody can fly those all over. Get people chanting the holy name. And distribute books. Right? People want the books, they come and ask for them. Two people today came. And it wasn't the parking lot, not very many people around, but two people came and asked for the books.
If
they had more, that more people would want them. Even on the airplane sometimes they ask. The girls at work. But we should be writing in the newspaper. There's all kinds of ways we can, even without spending money, you can have it. Everyone can stick the Gauranga and Hare Krishna stickers on their car. And study this Prabhupada Leela. He worked so so many difficulties to make such a big so many disciples, you know, doing things against what he told them, not doing what he told them. But he kept going. And now we're still going. But we've barely begun to, you know, let everybody know about Krishna. Somebody sent an article about, there's some book that tells about how many languages there are in the world, how they say 6,000. Every year they find a few more. And that thing was started by Christians to try to figure out like which language they haven't translated the Bible yet. Do they want to give it to everybody? Many languages, they're not written languages, so those Christians go and they teach people how to read and write, and then they give them the Bible. It's the only book in the language. So everyone becomes a Christian.
Clever. Ada bahasa di dunia ini yang tidak tertulis, kemudian kalau kita datang sini mengajarkan dan bahasanya ditulis dalam bahasa mereka itu, kemudian Bible-nya apa Injil itu tulis dalam bahasa itu, sehingga mereka bisa jadi.
There was no written language. Very determined. So we've got books in many languages, hundreds of languages.
Kita memiliki buku dalam banyak bahasa, ratusan bahasa.
Brahma Maharta Prabhu is in charge of all the, you know, the Russian and Eastern European. So there's so many languages.
Sekarang bertugas yang bertanggung jawab meneruskan buku-buku dalam bahasa Rusia, bahasa-bahasa macam-macam yang ada di Eropa.
In what was previously Russia, there was something like 120 languages. Everyone had to learn Russian, but they don't like. They like their own language. They hated Russian. The people hated the Russian. So. They said that hammer and sickle, it was, you know, the knife on your neck and the hammer over your head.
Komunis itu kan sabit dengan palu itu sebenarnya palu di atas kepala kita tapi sabit itu di leher
itu. But they've translated in so many of those languages, some
tapi
kind of.
Kemudian mereka terjemahkan dalam berbagai macam bahasa Rusia.
Sometimes they come to Mayapur with so many. They have 90 books in the works.
Jadi kadang-kadang mereka bawa buku-buku itu ke Mayapur begitu banyak bahasa.
Even somebody made a book in Swahili language in Africa.
Kadang-kadang
Only has like 400 words or something. So we have in Bahasa, but we need in English. There's more books.
Jadi kita pun memerlukan buku dalam bahasa Indonesia dan banyak ada buku-buku yang masih belum diterjemahkan dalam bahasa Inggris.
And distribute them also.
Dan bagikan juga buku-buku yang dalam bahasa Inggris karena sudah banyak orang yang bisa membaca.
We just read that Sachin Ryan Prabhu was, but they had gone up to Kashmir distributing the Bhagavatam sets to the universities.
Dan kemarin mendengar Sachin Ryan Prabhu pergi ke Kashmir membagikan surat Bhagavatam satu set kepada.
So when they happened to come to Vrindavan and Prabhupada was there.
Dan mereka datang ke Vrindavan pada waktu Prabhupada ada di sana.
So he asked him, you know, how's it? And they were telling him about the book distribution. He was very happy.
Dan ditanya oleh Prabhupada bagaimana cara mereka baca buku dan mengatakan buku dagangan jadi Prabhupada sangat berbahagia mendengar.
Then they told him how they some Muslim university bought the Bhagavatam set.
Dan juga diberitahukan bahwa ada universitas Muslim yang membeli Bhagavatam.
Then they said he became especially happy.
Dan
Muslim, oh.
Jadi sungguh-sungguh berbahagia mendengar karena Muslim membelinya.
So we distributed a few Muslim Bhagavad Gita's here in Vyasa. Some university teacher. He wanted to teach to his students in different languages. But anyway, everybody, everyone's a spirit soul. Everyone is looking for
Krishna.
Without Krishna, no one can be happy.
Tanpa Sri Krishna tidak ada seorang pun bisa berbahagia.
They think they cannot enjoy.
Mereka sebenarnya tidak bisa menikmati.
Aja.
Tidak bisa mereka menikmati aja.
Just find out how much that LA one has spent for everything. How much money?
Jadi berapa banyaknya dia memerlukan uang untuk reklama itu.
And there's so many people in the world, they don't have proper water, they don't have
begitu banyak sebenarnya orang di
food,
yang di muka bumi ini dan di masyarakatnya dia tidak mempunyai rumah yang bagus yang
but so much money just for cigarettes,
air yang bersih,
beer,
tapi begitu banyak ada rokok yang di ini reklamakan atau beer.
And magicians, they had a on the airplane they showed some magician on the airplane they have the TV you know so. It was about this, I don't know who it was, one of the famous guys, you know, magician. And they showed how he completely cheated to make his trip. And the trick had so much big production and big stage and so many people working, must have been tens of thousands of dollars, you know, filming and it's
jadi,
complete cheating.
Jadi begitu orang sebenarnya banyaknya tertipu dan banyak sekali dana yang diperlukan untuk buat tenda yang besar atau membuat.
But people like that. They pay so much money to be cheated.
To be illusion. Mereka dalam khayalannya banyak sekali uang yang dia tipu, tertipu oleh itu.
They're already illusions.
Itulah.
But they pay money to get more illusion.
Jadi kalau kita bisa membayar lebih besar lagi khayalan yang bisa diperoleh.
And when we offer to get them out of illusion.
Jadi kalau kita memberikan mereka bagaimana dia keluar dari hayat itu dia menolak,
right?
Tidak mau keluar dari hayat.
But we are offering the reality.
Kita sebenarnya ingin memberikan kenyataan kepada mereka.
Absolute truth, Krishna.
Kebenaran yang mutlak, Sri Krishna. Jadi mereka menolak.
And it's very easy.
Dan itu mudah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But we have to work at it.
Tetapi kita harus bekerja keras untuk hal itu.
To get free from offenses.
Harus menghindari kesalahan-kesalahan.
But if we keep chanting, we will.
Dan kalau kita terus berjapa dengan baik, maka kita akan bisa terhindar dari kesalahan-kesalahan.
The process is very simple.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. But many people cannot do.
Tapi banyak orang tidak bisa melakukan hal ini ya.
They can't give up the, you know, cigarette.
Mereka tidak mampu meninggalkan rokok. Atau kadang-kadang mereka bisa tidak merokok.
I know a few people, they're trying to be devotee but they can't stop smoking. Usually they can stop smoking, that's easy. But one boy in Thailand, and he's very intelligent, but somehow he just can't stop smoking. then he feels bad, and then he stops chanting, and then he tries to be a Buddhist, and then he tries to be a Muslim, and he tries and again comes back to Krishna. I told him he should make his own cigarettes, you know what I mean? He won't smoke as much then. They get some pleasure just from making them. You can't just like, you know, I don't know if they did that. And they can't give up intoxication, they can't give up sex. But those are the easy things. But to give up fault finding and envy, anger, a little more difficult. That you have to work at. To give that, you know, be a vegetarian is not a big deal, you know. It's not so difficult for most people. But the giving up envy, fault finding, criticizing, anger, that takes more work. Subtle. But we pray to Krishna, please take it away. When we throw grains in the fire, we just want to throw those things in the fire, burn them up. Stupid things that are clinging to our bodies and minds. Offer to Krishna everything. He burns it up. It doesn't hurt him. If we try to hide the things, so we're keeping them, then they burn us up. And Krishna knows anyway. You may hide from me, but you can't hide from Krishna. But we're thinking, no, I don't want Krishna to know. I have all these bad qualities. No, offer them all to Krishna and say, please, Krishna, burn this up. I don't want to. Bhakti Tirthamaraja, he's speaking about forgiveness. I don't know if it was Shakespeare or somebody said to err is human, to make mistake, that's human. And to forgive is divine.
And
Krishna automatically forgives anything. We have to ask Krishna, please give me intelligence not to do these things again. Not, oh, forgive me so I can do it again. Oh, I know you forgive me and I can do it again. That doesn't work. So he's saying say you're angry at someone hurt you, so you're going to have revenge. So you think I'm going to put hot coals on his head. So you carry those hot coals around, right? You carry hot coal, you know, charcoal,
burning charcoal, yeah.
You cook with. So you're carrying them around till you find this person to put them on his head. But all you do is burn yourself. So anyway, it's a science. Forgiveness is very important. It doesn't mean that whatever the person did is okay. It doesn't mean that you forget that this person might do it again.
Berarti bahwa kita akan lupakan barangkali orang itu akan berbuat itu lagi.
But you let go. You don't think I have to punish.
Tapi kita biarkan dia pergi, tapi jangan kita berpikir bahwa kita harus menghukumnya.
The very advanced devotee understands anyway that when a person does something sinful or offensive or whatever, he will automatically suffer.
Dan penyembah yang mati,
we don't have to punish.
Kita tak perlu menghukum mereka kalau ada orang atau penyembah berbuat kesalahan itu, dia otomatis akan menderita oleh kesalahannya itu.
So a devotee, when someone offends him, he prays to Krishna to please, you know, be kind to that person.
Jadi kalau penyembah, kalau ada penyembah orang lain berbuat kesalahan pada dirinya, penyembah itu harus segera memohon pada Krishna, oh Krishna, mohon ampuni mereka yang berbuat kesalahan itu. Ampuni right. Dia itu penyembah.
Haridas Thakur, when he was being beaten in the market.
Haridas Thakur pada saat beliau dicambuk di beberapa pasar.
But they were trying to kill him. They were beating him like any.
Mereka pada yang mencambuk itu ingin membunuh Haridas Thakur. Dipukul dengan luar biasa.
And he was praying, please forgive them.
Tapi ada satu hanya berdoa, oh Krishna, mohon ampunilah mereka yang kesalahan
itu. Lord Chaitanya was much later. Haridas was very young at that time.
Pada waktu itu,
that was before Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
Haridas?
He was very young. That was before Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Jadi sebelum munculnya Sri Prabhu pada waktu itu dia masih muda. Haridas itu masih muda.
So later when Lord Chaitanya was doing that Viraha Prakash at Shiva's house, he was sitting on the altar and he was calling all of the devotees.
Kemudian,
this is where the translators need to read the books sometimes. Otherwise, Viraha Prakash.
Viraha Prakash.
Mahaprakash. So he called Haridas. And he said, Haridas, do you remember, you know, when they were beating you in the market? And he said, you were praying to forgive them. So he said, that compassion influenced me so much that I came and I took the beating. So nothing happened to Haridas.
Belas kasihan itu membuat saya terpanggil oleh saya yang datang, jadi saya ingin menerima cambukan itu.
And Lord Chaitanya showed his back was all.
Jadi memperlihatkan punggung beliau yang penuh dengan goresan-goresan cambukan itu.
Normally, a person they couldn't last more than two markets.
Jadi umumnya tidak orang yang dicambuk tidak lebih dari dua pasar dan tidak akan meninggal karena cambukan itu.
But Haridas went through all the markets, 20 markets or something.
Jadi Haridas
nothing happened.
Di semua pasar hampir 22 pasar.
And these policemen were become they couldn't beat him anymore. They were too tired.
Dan polisi yang memukul sampai tidak bisa karena dia terlalu lelah.
It's not easy just beating someone.
Tidak mudah memukul menyambuk orang.
And they started to get really worried. They were talking amongst themselves. They were in great anxiety because the king told them you have to kill him. So Haridas said, what's wrong? They said, well, we're supposed to kill you, and if we don't kill you, the king will kill us. And we have wife and children. I just said, oh, am I causing you trouble? It seemed that he was dead. So the king came, and the priest was with him, the imam, Abula, or whatever they call it. So he's dead. The king said, should we bury him? Because Muslim, you have to be buried. Very important. Right? And the priest said, no, he's too sinful.
Okay.
Even though he was born in a Muslim family,
dia terlalu berdosa, walaupun dia lahir di keluarga Muslim,
he took the sinful Hindu name of God.
Karena dia telah mengambil dosa, mengambil nama Tuhan yang Hindu.
Throw his body in the river and he'll float forever, never get better.
Jadi lemparkan badannya di sungai sehingga dia mengambang selamanya.
He actually kicked his body into the Ganga.
Kemudian di tengahnya badan hari letakul.
Didn't understand what the Ganga is. Even one time, a Garuda caught one snake that lived in a cave by the Ganga, big snake. And he flew off. And the tail of the snake touched the Ganga just when he died. So that immediately became a forearm by Kunta form. So Haridas floated across the Ganga.
There was a
kirtan party on the other side. And he jumped up and started dancing. So that priest, he saw that. And he was shocked. And he realized he made a big mistake.
He
got a boat, you know. Quickly went across, chased Haridas, begged forgiveness. Of course Haridas forgave him. That's a saintly quality. Jesus, the story it says when he was being killed, he was saying, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And a very famous story from the Bible. Jesus was sitting one time just meditating or something. And a big crowd came and they were screaming and yelling, and there was a girl and they were chasing her. She was very afraid. So he said, what's wrong? What's going on? They said, this woman is an adulterer. We're going to kill her by throwing stones. Everybody was fired up. She was. So she was scared like anything, and they were all ready to. So Jesus said, oh, okay.
Right.
He said, whoever has never sinned in their life, they can throw the first stone. So somehow or other he was very powerful. So they all started and putting down their stone and sneaking off. Finally nobody was
there.
So she said, oh, thank you, thank you. He said, I forgive you. But then he said, now you go and sin no more. That's something many people don't understand now. That's the important part. Don't sin again. Like I saw one, I was distributing books in Australia. So one Indian man it was, but he was, I got Jesus. So I said in my normal nasty way, I said, so go and sin no more. He said, doesn't matter. If I sin, I have a good lawyer, Jesus.
Tidak masalah. Kalau saya berdosa, saya juga memiliki pengacara yang bagus, yaitu Yesus.
He'll get me off.
Tapi dia akan menghilangkan dosa saya.
So that's sahajya.
Itulah sahajya.
Sinning on the strength of chanting, a seventh offense.
Jadi itulah mengucapkan
I went to McDonald's and had a big feast, but then I chanted that. So it's all right.
Itu salah. Kita pergi ke McDonald atau makan besar.
No, it doesn't work that.
Itu tidak bisa seperti itu. Kita berapa dosa?
We have to give up the offensive mentality.
Kita harus tinggalkan sifat-sifat berbuat kesalahan itu.
But by constant chanting, we'll get purified.
Tetapi dengan cara terus-menerus berjabat, maka kita akan disucikan.
Don't sin anymore. That's when Jagai and Madai, Lord Chaitanya said, no one should ever think of their previous life. Now they become saintly.
They're
Vaishnava. They're forgiven. Doesn't matter what they did. So all of us, that's what happened. Lord Chaitanya saved us. He's given us everything, so we want to give it to everyone
else.
In whatever way we can. Everyone has their own genius, their own talents. They can find some way to give Krishna to
others.
Okay, so please, let's do that. Let's work together. We're fortunate now about the Vishwambara Madhava Maharaj is in the country. He'll come back tomorrow, I guess. So Pramada Maharaj is here. The temple is the people, the devotees, not just the building. There are many so-called temples in Bali, right? There's no deity, there's nothing, just some dogs. Chickens on the altar. Sometimes a tourist come and make some offer. Before they must have been a lot happening. To build such a big thing, obviously there were many devotees. They had something wonderful. In America there's so many big churches, they have to rent them out. They have to sell them. Most of our temples in America were churches. Nobody's coming anymore. See, in England nobody goes to church. There are so many big churches. Because they become no preaching, this corrupt, this fanatic. We're the best, there's no one like our religion, is the only one. People don't like that. Intelligent people. In Greece they have that Greek religion. So there's so many beautiful churches. Many of them are new. Very beautiful architecture there. And they're all different. You know, it's a Greek church, but they're all different. And inside is covered with paintings. They're all different. Every church is different. The Leela of Jesus, a different saintly. But almost nobody's going. Going down, down, down. Because they're so fanatic, only this religion, everything else is bad. You can't even talk about another religion. If anybody reads even about Greek mythology, they kick them out from the church.
begitu, bahkan hanya membaca
the demigods, the god, many gods, oh, and this is happening to Jewish, you know. The magazine on the airplane, it had, it said, every day 150 Jews are down, they leave. And they don't preach, so they're worried. Because they become just a fanatic. The religion is very nice, all these religions, the scripture, the tradition is wonderful. But people forget. In Hinduism also, in Buddhism, just make ritual, fanaticism. So we don't want to be like that. We have to, at Kali, we have to be very careful. When we meet people, we want them to read Bhagavad Gita. We want them to understand
Krishna.
Become inspired to surrender, to get initiated, to give their life. Give them the holy name.
Give them the
scripture, knowledge of Krishna. Then we can have millions of devotees. They said Jakarta in 15 years will be the number 5 biggest city in the world.
Jadi Jakarta di dalam 15 tahun mendatang menjadi kota terbesar nomor 5 di dunia.
All the way to Bogor will be Jakarta.
Jadi antara kota Bogor akan Jakarta.
If anybody's
big,
been there,
big city.
That's a long way. No more farms, no more.
Jadi tidak akan ada lagi pertanian itu oleh Jakarta Bogor.
But we need hundreds of temples. Thousands. Millions. Makassar is also a very nice place to preach. Alright, any questions? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Now we fix the cartels, this is nice, right? But they should be shiny. That's a polish. We had 4 colors, wouldn't fit. We had a blue one also. Maybe this hole was too small. And it's very comfortable because it's... Yeah, this one has. This one has all 4. Thanks to Ananta Vijay. Bought the strings. And preaching takes a lot of, like Agastya made this sake, a lot of work. That's also in Kali Yuga. So much legal work is required. In America, someone probably had so much trouble with people trying to sue us, trying to stop us legally. You always need a lawyer. Can't move. In India, we have so many legal troubles. But Krishna always wins. So we have to fight. It's a general understanding now in America, the lawyers say don't fight the Krishna. Always do. But it costs us a lot of money, a lot of work. Sometimes it turns out good, you know. because we get some precedent, some strong decision. So we need that, you know, legal structure, we need something, then we can function. Nobody can stop us. Or wherever we went, not in Kandari, but the next place we went. The devotees are so nice and so simple. The kirtan is very hard to control. One person leaves, everybody just chanting all the time. They can't control themselves. They chant very attentively. You can hear just if you listen. They're not so musical like the Balinese, you know. And everybody's chanting. You can just hear them concentrating so much. Because all just farms, just trees. Almost motorbikes and bicycles, and very few cars. And they're living. Somehow they're all living. No telephone, just one hotel. This won't work. Can concentrate on it. Concentrate on the holy name. All right. So now we can chant more.